This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I'll turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, your old fuddy-duddy buddy on a bearskin rug here, Tim Michaels, rocking your world. It's a Radioactive Friday, July 24th. 1959. Dennis Anderson has the 6 o'clock news. Engineer Joe has the big news about stereophonic sound.
It'll revolutionize radio, and records and phonographs will become stereographs. It's big, I tell you. You'll be able to hear different sounds out of different speakers from the same song.
Sounds mind-blowing, baby. And Machine Gun Kelly is at Wisconsin Point with measuring tape at our own Miss Universe-type contest.
Miss Wisconsin Point, Clyde. For once, I've got a gig that's not dangerous, cold, or boring. And I've always heard different voices.
Comes naturally to you, baby. Seagulls has the 6 o'clock news tonight. They've got Saturday morning specials tomorrow with men's Dacron and cotton wash and wear. Jackets regularly $6.95, now $5.44 at Seagulls, 1120 Tower Avenue, Superior. Now, it's D.A. with the news.
The big four huddle in Geneva while Nixon and Nikita have a word duel in Moscow, and the steel strike has no end in sight. We begin our world report from Switzerland.
This is Stan Turner in Geneva. Soviet and Western foreign ministers are discussing terms of a possible Berlin truce in a secret session of the Big Four conference today. But Western informants say they made no progress. This is the first time since the conference started 2 weeks ago that Soviet Union's Andrei Gromyko had been willing to exchange views on problems directly involved in an agreement instead of insisting on his proposal for an all-German committee. Nevertheless, American officials say this progress does not mean a thing because Gromyko still insists the West would have to accept his proposal or he would make a firm agreement to suspend the Soviet threat to West Berlin. The Western foreign ministers went into secret session under pressure from Britain to salvage a summit conference from the wobbling Big Four conference. They met at the villa of U.S. Secretary of State Christian Herter. British Foreign Secretary Selwyn Lloyd's strategy is to try to get Gromyko to abandon his insistence on recognition for communist East Germany. Then the ministers could concentrate on an agreement to end the Soviet threat to West Berlin. In Geneva, this is Stan Turner, Associated Press.
This is Harrison Salisbury in Moscow. U.S. Vice President Richard M. Nixon told Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev face-to-face today in a rough-and-tumble public debate, it would be a great blow to peace if the Geneva conference were allowed to fail. Nixon traded barbed combat with the Soviet leader while escorting him through the American exhibition in Moscow. At one point, Khrushchev accused Nixon indignantly of threatening him. Nixon denied that and said, quote, I don't believe the cause of peace is helped by your reiterating the point you just made, that you have more strength than we have, because that is a threat too, end quote. Khrushchev apologized for speaking so frankly to Nixon, but Nixon, recalling some of his political campaign, told their interpreter, quote, tell him I've been insulted by experts. In Moscow, this is Harrison Salisbury reporting.
This is Norman Walker in New York. The steel strikes, as the man directing the walkout, won't end until companies agree to a fair split of increased profits with their half-million workers. United Steelworkers of America President David McDonald thumbed pages of a newspaper to a short inside article saying a small steel firm had netted almost as much profit in 6 months this year as the company's highest full-year earnings record. Quote, it's fantastic. Wait until the big steel companies file their profit reports next week. You'll see. They're going to have to share that money with us. It has always happened that way, and we intend to see it continue, end quote. McDonald's views were as fixed and unyielding on the union side as those expressed for the industry earlier to this interviewer by United States Steel Chairman Roger Blau. Talks with the two men, equally firm in their stand in the titanic labor-management clash that has shut down most of the nation's vast steel industry, pinpointed the issues. The industry is dead set against any new labor cost increase. The union says the workers deserve and are going to get higher pay and benefits. Quoting McDonald, "We are being pictured by the industry as opposing progress and efficiency. That claim is as phony as a $7 bill. The industry's whole position is based on misrepresentation and distortion of the facts." End quote. The UAW, says this dapper, well-tailored, prematurely gray union boss, looking for all the world like a top industry exec, has never opposed automation or technical progress. In New York, this is Norman Walker.
Squads of government fact-finders concentrated today on steel strike data to provide President Eisenhower with the most exhaustive survey of its kind ever made. As the strike moved into its 10th day, reports are being sent to the White House by federal experts. Federal mediators have scheduled a meeting Monday in New York, the first joint session since the strike began. Each of the 15 finalists in the Miss Universe beauty pageant is going to be divided like ancient Gaul into three parts tonight. At least that's the way she'll be studied by contest judges who cut the field of 34 lovelies to a select 15 last night. The judges look for three things as the girls parade in evening dresses and then bathing suits: charm, body, face. When the judges put the parts together tonight, presto, Miss Universe. Contestants include Iceland's 18-year-old Sigurdur Thorvaldsdottir and 19-year-old UCLA co-ed Miss USA Terry Lynn Huntington. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has these words from Seagulls.
Seagulls has got a big Saturday morning special going on tomorrow. That's right. You can get men's famous name brand wash and wear boxer shorts, regularly $1.50, now 99 cents. Men's famous name brand stretch socks, regularly $1 a pair, now 2 pairs for only $1. Men's Dacron and cotton wash and wear jackets, lightweight, tan only, sizes small, medium, extra large, regularly $6.95, now $5.44. And men's canvas top play shoes, regularly $4.50, now $3.49, regularly $5, now only $3.99. That's the big Saturday morning special going on tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Seagulls, downtown Superior at 1120 Tower Avenue in Superior. Denny, back to you.
Ashlanders have a prominent role in the rights for Admiral Leahy today. Superior Evening Telegram Managing Editor Bill Goligoski reports from Washington.
Thanks, Denny. A delegation of more than 40 Ashland residents had a prominent role here yesterday as last rites were held for Fleet Admiral William Leahy, the Wisconsin City's most noted son. Words of sympathy on behalf of the city of Ashland at the service were spoken by Mr. and Mrs. John Chappell. Dignitaries of many nations, commanders of all of the armed forces, administration and cabinet officials, and members of Congress, plus hundreds of citizens, were on hand. The Ashland delegation, invited by the Navy to represent the city where Admiral Leahy's naval career began with appointment to Annapolis, was taken to and from Washington by plane. While in the Capitol, the Ashlanders were guests of 10th District Congressman Alvin Okotsky at a luncheon with Senator Alexander Wiley. Admiral Leahy, son of former Indian agent in Ashland, rose from midshipman to commander of a small gunboat at the Philippine War, large cruiser in the Turkish War, battleship, battle force, governor of Puerto Rico, ambassador to France, and chief of staff to Presidents Roosevelt and Truman. At his death, he was senior officer in the armed forces at the age of 84. Unable to make the trip to Washington was Mrs. Laura Wharton McComber, last surviving member of Admiral Leahy's Ashland High School class of 1892. Among the Ashland delegation were Northland College President Gus Turbeville. Admiral Leahy was a trustee. Mayor Harry Simon presented a floral tribute and message on behalf of the city. Reverend R. Dean Johnson, pastor of Saron Lutheran Church. It was Reverend J.D. Nelsinius, then pastor of Saron Church, who presented Admiral Leahy with his diploma upon graduation from Ashland High School. George Bassford, former superintendent of schools in Ashland, was there. He maintained an historical account of Admiral Leahy's life and is responsible for a trophy corner to the admiral in the high school. That's the news from Washington, Denny.
Thanks, Bill. Superior Evening Telegram Managing Editor Bill Goligoski in Washington. More layoffs are due Monday as the steel strike has idled more than 1,600 area steelworkers. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Nearly 1,600 Superior men are out of work today as a direct result of the nationwide United Steelworkers strike. That includes railroad workers, steelworkers, and seamen. More than 750 have been laid off at the Great Northern Railway here, with 100 more expected to be laid off Monday. After loading 4 ore boats yesterday, the ore supply at the GN dock is almost gone. There is enough ore for 10 or 11 more boats. GN Superintendent E.F. Oviatt says loadings will be scattered until the end of August, when it is expected that the supply will be gone unless the strike ends. No more men are expected to be laid off at the Northern Pacific Railway here, where 80 men have already been laid off for the duration of the strike. That's according to Thomas Morris, the Superintendent of Ore Operations for Northern Pacific. Today, ore is on hand at the dock for loading 2 more ships. Nearly 600 Superior men are also out of work at the U.S. Steel Corporation, American Steel and Wire Division plant in Morgan Park, Duluth. About 32 men are still employed at the plant. 31 ore boats are docked in the harbor, waiting for loads that may not come for weeks or even months, depending on how long this strike lasts. 19 are docked at the Fraser Nelson Yard here, Denny.
The Wisconsin Assembly yesterday gave an unexpected but overwhelming approval to a $17 million school aid bill, including an extra $5 million tagged on by Senate Republicans. Governor Gaylord Nelson originally had sought $12 million for school aid. Democratic Assemblyman Fred Risser of Madison of the Joint Finance Committee said the aid would enable the state to pay about 25% of the state's public elementary operating costs. And to boost science and technology training, the Assembly okayed a bill that will permit the state to obtain $1.9 million a year in federal funds under the National Defense Education Act. The measure hikes the minimum salary for teachers with 2 years of training from $1,800 to $2,400, those with 3 years from $2,000 to $3,000, and those with a college degree from $2,600 to $4,000. And finally, Wisconsin Director of the American Automobile Association, Lyman Powell, Jr., and Mayor Lawrence Hagan presented the plaque to Superior Police Chief Arthur Buchanan today for the city's cooperation in pedestrian safety. Now that's the 6 o'clock news, Tim. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
The plaque has a big circle with a car hitting a jaywalker with a line through it?
No, it doesn't, Tim.
Well, the magic weather ball for this Friday, July 24th, 1959. Twinkly stars tonight and a low of 50. Sunshine and 80 tomorrow. Just a wee bit cooler by that big ice pack known as Lake Superior. Let's get that Friday night cooking with the late Buddy Holly, and let's think it over on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Think it over, what you just said. Cold and old. Think it over and let me know. Think it over, but don't be slow. Just remember our virgin leaves. Go back to the last mysteries. You think it over, yes, think it over. But only heart grows cold and old.
From Brunswick Records, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, 1958 hit Think It Over on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, cats and kittens, you can listen to the dance party anywhere if you pick up the coolest little transistor radio at Penny's in Superior. It has everything, a battery, classy chassis, leather carrying case, aerial and earphone. Now that's how you can listen to me late at night under the covers.
Or a Braves game while you're in school.
Cool. Teacher won't even have to know.
Or you can listen to the news under the covers.
Crazy, baby. You'll turn the kids into JVs, Denny. Penny's miniature transistor radio with a 2.5-inch size speaker is all yours for $27. Penny's in downtown Superior. Open 9 to 5:30 or until 9 o'clock Thursday nights. Let's spin some Lloyd Price and his latest personality on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Over and over, I try to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you, 'cause you've got walk
a personality,
talk
a personality,
smile
a personality,
charm
a personality,
love
a personality,
and plus you got a great big heart. So over,
over, over
and over,
over, over,
well, I'll be a fool for you.
Over, over,
not over,
over
and over,
over,
what more can I do? 'Cause you've got walk
personality,
talk
personality,
smile
personality,
charm
personality,
love
personality,
and plus you got a brand big heart. So
over
and over,
over,
oh, I'll be a fool for you.
Over,
now over,
over
and over,
over,
what more can I do? I said that I love you over and over. Honey, love, it's the truth. Over and over, they still say I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk
a personality,
smile
a personality,
charm
a personality,
love
a personality,
and plus you got a great big heart. So
over
and over, well, I'll be a fool for you. Not
over
and over, what more can I do?
Lloyd Price in his latest top 10 this year and personality on Kickin' KUWS. This goes with his top 10 smash this year, Stagger Lee. You know, he's a big cheese because he was on the Ed Sullivan Show last month, and I am still waiting for Ed's invitation or bandstand. That'd be good.
How about Dave Garraway? Maybe J. Fred Muggs would invite you.
I'd go ape over that there, Daddy-O.
The improbability of that would be quite high, I'm afraid. Mr. Garraway left the Today Show more than a year ago, and J. Fred Muggs, his droll chimpanzee companion, is out of work after biting the editor of Mad Magazine.
Now our segment on the newest next thing in culture with Superior State Sociology Professor Luther Pickelmeyer.
I've requested the expertise of your chief engineer, Joseph Gardonio, to assist me in this endeavor.
Only too glad to assist, Professor Pickelmeyer. It is imperative that along with your sociological revelations, that the accurate technical points be made, too.
I appreciate that exceedingly.
At a crossroads in my career decision-making process, I considered entering the field of sociology to help my fellow man. Well, it was either that or be a fishing guide.
So, you decided against fishing guide or brain surgery?
Well, the correspondence school said I could get my license in 2 weeks via U.S. mail. Sociology and brain surgery would take 4 years. And, I wish to keep my fishing a recreational endeavor. So, everything just kind of fell into place.
Fascinating thought process. The music box, which has made such a remarkable comeback since the war, today has a fast-growing baby brother. Stereophonic sound, its fans declare, will sweep the country the way High Fidelity and the long-playing record did before it. What this may do to the established order of the industry, no one is quite sure yet.
Stereo will follow the same course of hi-fi. It only makes sense.
So, Pickle, Hi-Fi would no longer be hip?
Pickle Meyer, if you please. Hi-Fi retail sales jumped from $12 million in 1950 to perhaps $260 million this year. Nevertheless, stereo is a new starter, and its enthusiasts think sales will reach 500,000 sets a year, or about a tenth of the total phonograph business. At that point, it may be, as you say, hip.
This latest entry into the home music field makes you think the sound is coming from all sides of the living room instead of just from the box in front of you. With some effort and a bit of cash, your hi-fi equipment can be enlarged to take on stereo, or you can start from scratch and buy a new stereo set outright. We engineers do not recommend amateurs try this hi-fi conversion without the help of experts such as yours truly.
For records, you now have about 500 titles from which to choose, but more stereo records are being rushed to market by RCA, Columbia, Decca, Capitol, and other record labels.
Stereo calls for new records, new needles, and a different cartridge for two amplifiers and two speakers. The technology is such that sound waves are recorded on one side of the groove. On a stereo record, one part of the sound is recorded on one side of the groove and the other part of the sound on the opposite side. See, I'm talking from both sides of your speakers. Listen to the sound of my voice as it enters first your left ear, then your right ear, and merging, coalescing in the front of your brain in a three-dimensional sound experience. Now you try to do something like that, Mr. Timmy. The needle picks up both parts of the sound. The needle and cartridge thusly separates them and sends them to different amplifiers and different speakers.
Phonograph and record makers are launching a campaign in October to educate people in stereo, what it is and what it isn't. If they can find enough Americans with keen ears and musical interests, they expect the latest baby to bring in a lot of money. Thus, considering the free market and profit implications, it is my humble forecast that this will be, as you say, Mr. Michaels, hip.
Superior State Sociology Professor Luther Picklemeyer.
Professor Pickle, square and hip all at the same time.
Yes, I believe pickle is what my students refer to me as, a term of hilarious endearment. And as a sociology professor, I'm interested in dialogue, including hip.
Off to Wisconsin Point and Miss Wisconsin Point competition with Machine Gun Kelly, Boss Man Boss, right after this Out to Lunch KUWS Twin Spin with the Olympics on the Demon record label from the summer of 58. Here's Western Movies from the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Hey, watch that.
To save my soul, I can't get a date.
Just on.
shooting that thing, baby. All right, we're in the middle of the KUWS Twin Foods.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub-a-dub, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Know there was a party going on. It was a fishing and a splashing, breathing with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was rolling and a rolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, fishing and a splashing.
Bobby Darin and Splish Splash in the hind end of our Out to Lunch Twin Spin on Kickin' KUWS. We go live and direct without further ado to Wisconsin Point on the shores of Gitche Gumee with our own Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, I was fishing and a splashing.
And I was rolling and a strolling.
Yeah, bing bang, I saw the whole gang.
Tell me your version of the Miss Wisconsin contestants here, cuz.
Oh, lots of lovelies, excepcionado personalities, character, and brains, baby.
Any standouts?
Oh, we're not as shallow as the Miss Universe people who just go for the looks, man. We're deep, cuz. Deep.
Natch, who's the deepest kitten?
Miss Darlene Thorvald's daughter.
She's pretty special there, Clyde.
From top to bottom, 40, 26, 39, and all crowded into a teensy-weensy bikini, King Timothy.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Bet you wish I was there.
No way, Jose. Hey, Miss Thorvald's daughter, you want to be Miss Wisconsin Pitt?
Point.
Point.
At first glance, you wouldn't think there was anything controversial about that, now would you? But there's more to me than three figures that add up to 105.
At second glance, Miss Thorvald's daughter, maybe.
At third glance?
I may go blind.
Let's just say I'm here not to win your superficial degrading contest. I'm here to test my First Amendment rights.
You can say anything to me, Miss Thorvald's daughter. Can I call you Darlene? Thorvald's daughter is hard.
You can call me Star Bright. That's my stage name.
Ooh, can this get any better?
I poured myself into a bikini and wandered waterward to test a ruling by the Parks and Rec Board that I think violates my right to choose my own clothing and not have a board of white males decide what is and what isn't appropriate for women.
Stupid white male Parks and Rec Board. Oh, man. It's the fuzz pulling up. My personal arresting officer Callahan is getting out of the fuzz car.
Can this get any better?
Somehow I'm going to get the blame for Star Bright here. Hey, Kelly, have a stroll my way, will you, laddie? And bring Bright Eyes with you. That's Star Bright, Officer Callahan, sir.
Let's give Gunn a chance to talk himself into a free night's stay at the Gray Bar Hotel by spinning Little Star by the Elegants for Star Bright on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Where are you, little star? We
The Elegance and Little Star and Kickin' KUWS. Let's check back with our brave one, Machine Gun Kelly at Wisconsin Point, fighting the good fight for the First Amendment there, cuz?
There's like 8 cops here now. You'd think there was a gang fight here or something.
Are you in cuffs?
Not yet. They're not even talking to me. I mean, think about it, man. This all-points bulletin wasn't to put me in a clink.
You know, Miss Thorvald's daughter, the board voted, don't you know, to let we officers of the law make any decision about what might be termed indecent exposure on public beaches. It's up to us, right here and now.
Well, you make your choice, mister. I'm fighting my fight.
Oh, man! 4 more cops here! You'd think Starbright was Capone!
I can appreciate that, miss. Let me have a chat with the fellas. I don't want to make any hasty decisions. To tell you the truth, lassie, it's kind of hard for me to think straight right now.
I can't believe these guys!
Well, am I decent or not?
If you ask me, darling.
They're not asking you, Kelly. Miss Thorsenfuster, we figure the Parks and Rec Board is making a mountain out of a molehill. Enjoy your stay at the beach.
So I'm not guilty of anything?
Guilty of being 5'8", 40, 26, 39.
This man bothering you, miss?
Well, he's a bit annoying, and he wants me to be Miss Wisconsin Point.
Oh, he does he? My. Kelly, you're coming with me. We're going for a little car ride downtown.
But, Starbright, I was making time with her. Timmy!
No sweat, I'll cover your shift tonight.
I'll drop off his PJs at the jail.
You guys are real pals.
Time to cut out Jeffs and Kins and Lease the Big Gun as a great Friday night plan to watch TV in the Slammer, Walt Disney, the Colgate Western Theater, boxing, and the Rocky Teller Show. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and Miss Thor doesn't have us all arrested. For Danny Anderson, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1959, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Don Hansen, Paul Guggenheimer, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Contestants include Iceland's 18-year-old Sigurdur Thorvaldsson.